One place where abortion remains illegal is the Philippines, a country where a large majority of the population looks to the Catholic Church for moral guidance. Even the nation's constitution vows to protect the life of the unborn from conception, and access to birth control is severely restricted there. So women with unwanted pregnancies often turn to the black market. There are crime rings that sell abortion potions and pills, and they're run almost entirely by middle-aged women. The world's Patrick Nguyen met one of these underground dealers in Manila.
The deal goes down in the back of a sedan, parked near a cathedral. And what's in the bag here?
We have Pampa Regla, 1 to 2 months daily menstruation.
Pampa Regla, that's what I'm here to buy. Black market substances that can terminate a pregnancy. The dealer, Elsa, not her real name, of course, she starts pulling out all sorts of herbs and roots.
Makabuhay. Buto ng malunggay, balat ng kamyas.
She produces a thorny black vine, then some stuff that looks like potpourri, then bits of tree bark. Everything is wrapped in little baggies, like pot or speed. I ask, how do people actually consume this stuff?
You boil all this, and the water or the juice that you get from it, you drink it 3 times a day.
That's Rica Concepcion, a Filipina journalist. I'm working with her here in Manila. She translates the dealer's instructions.
Don't drink cold water with it or anything that's sour. If someone doesn't have menstruation for 1 to 2 months, this is the concoction.
Women like Elsa, they're sort of like any other drug dealer. They use coded language. They pay off dodgy police. They operate in the shadows, never disclosing their customers' identities. For the discreet buyer, Elsa offers a pre-mixed abortion elixir. It's only $5 and very popular among teen girls who can't be seen boiling weird roots in their mom's kitchen. Again, Rica translates.
All of a sudden, you have all these leaves and then your mom sees you boiling something. They automatically would say, oh, are you pregnant?
Elsa hands me an old whiskey bottle filled with her abortion brew. The liquid is purplish and foamy. I take a sip. It's really bad. It's really bitter.
Okay.
So, does this stuff actually work? Yeah, but not always, Elsa says, especially if consumed beyond the 8th week of pregnancy. For women who've hit their second trimester, Elsa offers a pill. It has the brand name Cytotec. It's a prescription ulcer medicine, also known as misoprostol. A dozen of these, she says, will cause a miscarriage. She sells the pills for $4 each and conceals them inside a wadded-up newspaper. How did it come to this? Women getting reproductive care from dealers in parking lots. Well, Philippine law is deeply influenced by the Catholic Church here. They push to restrict access to birth control, portraying all contraceptives as sinful, including the pill.
If you are on the pill, you are like 7-Eleven. You are open 24 hours a day. Right?
That's Rita Dayrit, the president of Pro-Life Philippines. We meet up in a posh shopping mall.
Truly, there is mass killing with the use of contraception. We grieve, we lament for the women who do not realize that their womb is now a very unsafe place. This is worse than a terror attack.
A huge Catholic lobby has successfully limited birth control in public clinics. But that's where most poor women in the Philippines get care. Now, there is a law that says these clinics should offer free pills and injections, but church-backed lawyers, they've stalled it in court. And so, more women end up turning to the black market. Rica, the journalist, helps me find a woman who has actually consumed an illegal abortion cocktail. I'll call her Karen. We meet her in the parking lot of a Roy Rogers burger joint by the freeway. Karen is 39, in a ponytail and an old T-shirt. Her job... street-side porridge seller, making just $6 a day.
Ang inaano ko ngayon kasi pag nagpapalakas lang ng loob.
She's married, but her husband, he's always out of work and always high on meth, she says. He treats her like a servant. Again, Rica translates.
She feels that she's like a beer house girl. No feeling of love or, you know, expressing partnership, nothing.
Karen is usually too broke for birth control pills anyway. About 7 years ago, Karen got pregnant for the 4th time. She just didn't think she could feed another kid. So she bought an illegal abortion brew made from mahogany seeds, black vines, and RC Cola.
She would take it every day for 3 months, like tea.
But the potion didn't work. So in her fifth month, Karen bought some Cytotec pills. The dealer said, take two orally, put two inside you, and wait to have a miscarriage.
She was scared because eventually you bleed. Then they have to rush her to the hospital. They will ask why she's bleeding. Then eventually they'll find out. She can be imprisoned because it's illegal to take it.
What the dealer didn't explain is that she was supposed to take 12 pills, not 4. Again, the black market failed her, so Karen braced herself for the worst. Were you worried that because you had taken all of these strange herbs and pills that there would be a problem with the birth?
Yeah, she thought of that, you know, like she might be blind or maybe have all these irregularities that you see on television, yes.
But how is she? Well, Karen says, you should come to my neighborhood and see for yourself.
You're on the radio. Say hello.
Hello.
What is your name?
Miracle.
Miracle. A fitting name for a girl who not only survived all those potions and pills, but turned out healthy and super cute. Now, of course, Karen adores her 6-year-old daughter. But feeding 4 kids, she says, yeah, it is really hard. So hard, she says, that like Elsa, she too has turned to crime, selling crystal meth to the men on her block just to pay for food. For The World, Patrick Nguyen, Manila, the Philippines.